advice is pertinent, for even one of us appearing to them, as we are now, must needs both beget and multiply such thoughts in them as will both put them into a consternation of spirit, and necessitate them to put themselves upon their guard. And if so, then, as my lord Diabolus said but now, it is in vain for us to think of taking the town. My opinion concerning this matter is that we go in fair and softly, not doing things in a hurry. Let our friends in Mansoul go on still to pollute and defile it, by seeking to draw it yet more into sin, for there is nothing like sin to devour man's soul. If this be done, and it takes effect, man's soul of itself will leave off to watch, to petition, or anything else that should tend to her security and safety, for she will forget her Emmanuel. She will not desire his company, and can she be gotten thus to live, her prince will not come to her in haste. Our trusty friend, Mr. Colonel Security, with one of his tricks, did drive him out of the town. And why may not my Lord Covetousness and my Lord Lasciviousness, by what they may do, keep him out of the town? And this I will tell you, not because you know it not, that two or three Diabolonians, if entertained and countenanced by the town of Mansoul, will do more to the keeping of Emmanuel from them and towards making the town of Mansoul your own than can an army of a legion that should be sent out from us to withstand him. Let, therefore, this first project that our friends in Mansoul have set on foot be strongly and diligently carried on, with all cunning and craft imaginable, and let them send continually, under one guise or another, more and other of their men to play with the people of Mansoul. And then, perhaps, we shall not need to be at the charge of making a war upon them. Or if that must of necessity be done, yet the more sinful they are, the more unable, to be sure, they will be to resist us, and then the more easily we shall overcome them. And besides, suppose, and that is the worst that can be supposed, that Emmanuel should come to them again. Why may not the same means, or the like, drive him from them once more? Yea, why may he not, by their lapse into that sin again, be driven from them for ever? For the sake of which he was at the first driven from them for a season. And if this should happen, then away go with him his rams, his slings, his captains, his soldiers, and he leaveth Mansoul naked and bare. Yea, will not this town, when she sees herself utterly forsaken of her prince, of her own accord open her gates again unto you, and make of you as in the days of old? But this must be done by time. A few days will not effect so great a work as this. My brotherhood, I have two things to propound unto you, and my first is this. Let us withdraw ourselves from the town into the plain again, for our presence here will do us no good, because the castle is yet in our enemy's hands. Nor is it possible that we should take that, so long as so many brave captains are in it, and that this bold fellow, Godly Fear, is made the keeper of the gates of it. Now, when we have withdrawn ourselves into the plain, they, of their own accord, will be glad of some little ease, and it may be of their own accord they again may begin to be remiss, and even their so being will give them a bigger blow than we can possibly give them ourselves. But, if that should fail, our going forth of the town may draw the captains out after us. And you know what it cost them when we fought them in the field before. Besides, can we but draw them out into the field, we may lay an ambush behind the town, which shall, when they are come forth abroad, rush in and take possession of the castle. For it is not our being in the town, nor in the field, nor in our fighting, nor in our killing of their men, that can make us the masters of Mansoul. For so long as one in the town is able to lift up his finger against us, Emmanuel will take their part. And if he shall take their part, we know what time of day it will be with us. Wherefore, for my part, there is, in my judgment, no way to bring them into bondage to us like inventing a way to make them sin. Had we left all our doubters at home, we had done as well as we have done now, unless we could have made them the masters and governors of the castle, for doubters at a distance are but like objections refelled with arguments. Indeed, can we but get them into the hold and make them possessors of that, the day will be our own. Let us, therefore, withdraw ourselves into the plain, not expecting that the captains in Mansoul should follow us. But yet, I say, let us do this, and before we so do, let us advise again with our trusty Diabolonians that are yet in their holds of Mansoul, and set them to work to betray the town to us. For they indeed must do it, or it will be left undone for ever. Thank you. My opinion concerning this matter is that we go in fair and softly, not doing things in a hurry. Let our friends in Mansoul go on still to pollute and defile it, by seeking to draw it yet more into sin. For there is nothing like sin to devour man's soul. If this be done, and it takes effect, man's soul of itself will leave off to watch, to petition, or anything else that should tend to her security and safety. For she will forget her Emmanuel. She will not desire his company. And can she, begotten, thus to live, her prince will not come to her in haste. Our trusty friend, Mr. Carnal Security, with one of his tricks, did drive him out of the town. And why may not my Lord Covetousness and my Lord Lasciviousness, by what they may do, keep him out of the town? And this I will tell you, not because you know it not, that two or three Diabolonians, if entertained and countenanced by the town of Mansoul, will do more to the keeping of Emmanuel from them and towards making the town of Mansoul your own than can an army of a legion that should be sent out from us to withstand him.